Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Daf Hey, Erevin 5A, pagination page 9, but we will start on the facing page. So we're on the bottom of page 8, Erevin Dalet Amud Beis 4B, the last 6 lines. We're dealing with different cases that the Mavui, this alleyway, is not the proper size. Specifically, the distance between the ground and the korah, the crossbeam, is more than 20 amos, which we said in the Mishnah is too high. Or, a variation of that would be, if the distance between the ground and the korah, the crossbeam, is too little. It's not even 10 tfachim. 10 tfachim, approximately 40 inches, we know is the height to create a wall, a valid passageway. The wall has to be at least 10 tfachim. We find, for example, the wall of a sukkah has to be 10 tfachim, the wall of a ma'akeh, a safety fence, is 10 tfachim, the wall of a eruv enclosure, that it should be considered a valid wall, is 10 tfachim. So what would be if this wall that you're claiming is the wall of the Mavui is not even 10 tfachim? So let's discuss one case at a time. At the two dots, 6 lines up. If the height of the Mavui, which is being defined as the distance between the ground and the crossbeam, is more than 20 amos. Just for quick extrapolation, 35 feet approximately. Uvala ma'ato, and you want to make it less. Kama mema'it, how much do you have to make it less? So the Gemara at first doesn't understand the question. Kama mema'it, how much do you make it less? Kama d'tzarechle, whatever is necessary to make it less, to make it 20 amos. Ella, what did we mean? Rachvo bekama. How much width into the Mavui do you have to go as you diminish the distance between the ground and the crossbeam? In other words, I can make a little platform of 4 inches. Is that enough that at least at the entrance way, you know, like I'm thinking of it like a cave, how much is the actual opening at the point of entry, or do I have to actually bring it in, this platform, a certain distance so that it gives you the size of a Mavui, the distance between the ground and the ceiling? Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. Rav Yosef says all you need is a Tefach because the entire Korah is one Tefach. So therefore the amount that corresponds to it on the ground so that it should be a valid korah is just one tefach. Abaya Amar Arba'a, Abaya says you need 4 tefachim. So that's the initial ruling that we have from this Gemara. We paskin like Rav Yosef. 1 tefach is sufficient, and you need that underneath the korah at the very least, there should be the correct distance. Let's move on to the next case. Hayamid Aleph, 5a, page 9, about 13 lines from the top, at the end of a line, added 2 dots. Hayapachos me'asara tfachim. We're addressing the reverse case. The Mavui distance is too little. You don't even have 10 tfachim. V'chokat bo lahashlimo, and you're digging in order to complete the Mavui status. La'asara, you need 10. Kama chokek, how much do you have to dig? So you can imagine, same question. Kama chokek, how much do you dig? Kama d'tzarechle, it depends on the distance that you need. If it's 3 inches right now, you gotta dig, keep digging. Elamashcha b'kama, what we meant was, how much distance. I understand the depth, but how much distance of that depth do I have to create in order to give you a mavui. And Rashi points out that this question is very different than the first question. Because the first question, which with height, it was a mavui, it's just that the beam is in the wrong place. It's too high. But the walls are valid walls. It's a mavui, it's an alleyway. No one can argue that it's not an alleyway. Over here, it's not an alleyway. You can't use such a thing that's 20 inches. It has to be the requisite height in order that the walls should be considered walls, and a person should define this passageway as an opening. So the amount that you have to do this digging for is larger, according to both opinions, than the amount that you had to raise the height just to correspond to the crossbeam. How much do you have to dig? Rav Yosef Amar Bedalid. Rav Yosef says you need 4 tefachim, because you just need an area that's a little bit substantial. Abaya Amar Ba'arba Amos. Abaya says you need 4 amos, because that's the size that a mavui has to be considered a mavui and to be justified in doing the korah or lechi enclosure and demarcation. It has to be 4 amos. 4 amos, we estimated about 7 feet. It's very different than if you'd say 4 tefachim, which quick extrapolation is 12 inches. 16 inches. Okay. Lema b'drab ami v'rav asi kamifligi. The Gemara suggests a third case, which might be linked to the case that we just brought. De'itmar, here's the case. Mavui shenifratz mitzido, a mavui, this alleyway, that has a breach in the side of the alleyway. One of the walls came down partially. Kalape rosho, and the breach is towards the front of the mavui, towards its opening, towards the place where this crossbeam is placed. Itma mishmei de Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. We learned in the name of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Im yesham pas dalid. If there is a upright by the korah of 4 tefachim, meaning the mavui, this alleyway, had a status of an alleyway before we encountered the breach. You're walking into the mavui from the public area, you would see an upright of 4 tefachim, so that this crossbeam with its upright, it's a mavui. There's an area here that's a valid alleyway, and then we encounter a breach. So then you're assessing this breach as a breach of an existing mavui. Matir bepirtza ad eser. If indeed the mavui has by the crossbeam some standing wall, 4 tefachim worth, then you could justify until 10 amos of a breach. Like, quick extrapolation, 18 feet of breach. That's a very substantial breach, because it's already an alleyway. Ve'im lav, and if you don't have a 4 tefach existing wall next to the crossbeam, pachos mishlosha matir, or you can justify is up to 3 tefachim, because that's already in the category of lavud, where it's almost connected according to our definition, shlosha ena matir. But at 3 tefachim already, it's too much and it won't allow. So what we see over here is that the Braisa was defining a mavui as 4 tefachim. L'Rav Yosef isle d'Rav Ami. It would seem that Rav Yosef, who said that when you're digging to get your 10 tefachim, that's matching with Rav Ami and Rav Asi, because he said 4 tefachim is the distance that you need to dig. L'Abaye, who said you need 4 amos, lesle d'Rav Ami. He's not going like this Rav Ami, who said that all you need is an upright of 4 tefachim to justify it as an alleyway. And Amalach Abaye will respond to you that there's really no argument here. Hasam Sof Mavui. Over there, there's an existing alleyway, and the alleyway got a breach. So you just want to know how much you still need standing to still call it an alleyway and be able to absorb the breach. You have one wall there, you have a second wall there, but there's a breach now. I have to know how much is standing to still justify the name alleyway on it. But hacha, when you're digging in order to get the walls to be defined as walls, techilas mava, you're creating the alleyway to begin with. Iika arba amos in ilolo. The definition of an alleyway is 4 amos. And you can't do it with less than that. If it's already an alleyway, so then I can deal with you how much has to be standing next to the beam, how much is standing in other places. I can work with you. And he says for that, all you need is 4 tvachim. You have a similar example, interesting comparison, just to be thoughtful. It's called gardume tzitzis. If you already have tzitzis, and the tzitzis are good, but now they lose one of the strings. So sometimes they're still kosher. But initially, when you're making the tzitzis to begin with, it has to be done correctly. Okay, we'll stop there. Yeshikoach, have a great day.